Yesterday at AUT South Campus in Manukau, an announcement by the Associate Minister of Health, Ayesha Verol, was made regarding a new initiative to support the success of Māori and Pasifika students and increase the number of Māori and Pasifika midwives. Te ara o hine for Māori and tap water for Pasifika will be developed by Māori and Pacific midwifery educators, students, new graduates and stakeholders from Auckland University of Technology, Te Herenga Waka, Victoria University of Wellington, Otago Polytechnic, Ara Institute of Canterbury and Waikato Institute of Technology. Ngā te pairu Masters, Pasifika Midwifery Liaison and Clinical Educator at AUT South Campus Manukau, as well as National Pacific Lead for Tap Water, joins us now on Pacific Days for more on yesterday's announcement. Kia rana and thank you for your time today, ngā te pairu.
Kia rana tātou katoa, Brian. Lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Now, can you tell us more, firstly, about the new initiative and its main pillars, if you will?
Main pillars. Well, you know, the obvious thing you've just said is about the succession and how, you know, how we build those pillars. One of the key pillars that is going to support it is the having a liaison in each midwifery school to provide a wraparound service, particularly to the Māori and Pacific students. It's been identified that that is what is making the difference to the success and responding to what is appropriate, and that there's that cultural lens over the work of those students.
Now, in terms of the time frame for development and when it will be rolled out, Ngā te pairu, can you talk to me on that, please?
Rolled out, well, it's official really tomorrow. Yesterday I sort of feel that was the birth, you know, and there's been a build up to the birth, and that's what the launch was. And we all know as parents that actually that's just the beginning of the hard work ahead. But you know, with it comes all the joys as well. So this is to cover the next 4 years. The first year has got a little bit of extra resourcing in there in the to the amount of about 370,000, and a lot of that is part of a Pacific budget that was released the year before for undergraduate midwifery, Pacific midwifery. So that's kind of been, we've got a slice off that that's topped up the first year.
Now, and what does this announcement yesterday mean for Māori and Pasifika midwifery students moving forward? Yeah. Ngā te pairu?
Well, what it means is our goal is to have a culturally appropriate service, like I says, you know, in delivering the wraparound. Our goal, of course, is to have successful applicants at the end of the day, or students. It's a long-term strategy, I think, is the really big thing. And how are we going to ensure there's a success? There's some components in there to provide mentors, peer mentors, and also I know we've previously spoken about the aunties as well. So that's going to become, I suppose, a little bit more formal. And a lot of it is going to be responding, and before the liaison roles are sort of set up in the different midwifery schools, there's a meeting that needs to happen. What are the stakeholders got to say? What should it look like? And really, that'll be the template, I think, for the different schools, because I think one of the other big things is that it'll be regionally developed. Okay. As much as I have a national lens over it and have the oversight, what happens in Wellington, they know their community better than I do. You know, can't transplant what happens in South Auckland in Wellington, so they know their people.
What are we looking at numbers-wise, for Māori and Pacific midwifery students combined?
Well, I'll talk from AUT because I know those, you know, more intimately. So at the moment we've got about 50 throughout the program, which is pretty phenomenal. But, you know, we want to still grow that. For the Māori in AUT, there's 92. So you imagine in the next sort of 3 years, that's a huge boost of having nearly 150 more you know, culturally appropriate for the community out there doing that mahi.
Mm. Yeah. Now, historically, numbers have been quite low for midwifery students from our Māori and Pacific communities. Why or what are some of the contributing factors to low numbers over the years, Ngā?
I think historically, as you were saying, Brian, it's interesting, I was listening to a student talking yesterday and she feels sometimes those barriers are internal barriers too that students have, you know, visualising themselves as having this ability to do that mahi is one of the things. I think there is that also, the little kind of cultural difference too in the Pacific, they're nurse midwives, and really it's seeing midwifery in its own light, in its own role. And I think a lot of our community now have been fortunate to have the services of midwives. Certainly our numbers are starting to reflect that of Pacific women, and it is generally women, who are choosing midwifery as a career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of goals as a result of yesterday's announcement, have you set a benchmark or a number that you'd like to aim for as a collective over, say, the next 5-10 years, Ngā Te Pairu?
Well, you know, at the moment we only reflect 2.6% of the workforce. So we're looking at quadrupling that, and particularly, you know, nationally there's about 10% of women who identify as Pacifica who are birthing. So the birthing population for South Auckland is nearly twice that. Actually, it's three times that. It's like nearly 30%. And so there's different needs in different areas. Yeah. I'm not sure if I've answered your question.
No, that's fine.
Actually, I figured did jump out. You were saying about what the goals are. So our numbers for Pacifica, we should be looking at quadrupling it. A colleague had done some quick numbers and that she says, actually, to meet the demand tomorrow, we'll need at least another 240 midwives. Pacifica. You know, Māori, actually, they need 500 more. So there's huge need out there.
Just how important is it for, say, a Pacific mum, Pacifica mum, you know, going through the whole process, and especially if it's, you know, first-time birth, having someone, a midwife, who is also, you know, Pacifica, and how that helps for the journey of, you know, birthing, especially over that critical last month leading up to the day.
Well, you know, this is feedback I've had, in fact, just an hour ago, having, you know, working with, I'm a working midwife, and the woman I'm actually looking after said something very much along those lines. It's, you know, having someone who understands her needs. And in fact, I think she might decide to become a midwife. But it is unwritten, unseen, you know, just our cultural understanding, you know, all those little sort of nuances that we have. It's that unspoken stuff. Like I said, it's really hard to encapsulate that, isn't it, you know? It's like talking about the VAR. You know, how do you capture? See, look, you're nodding your head to me, Brian. It's that kind of sacred space, isn't it, and the unspoken.
For yourself, a little bit about your experience as a midwife and why for you this was your career pathway, and what it means to you to be a midwife.
Yeah. I think I've had a time of reflection, and I think a lot of the midwifery students we have, they've been given a nudge, I think, from midwives who have sort of given them some affirmation that, you know, you'll make a great midwife, which was similar to my pathway. And you come into it thinking, I want to become a midwife. What I do see in the journey of those students, and they've, you know, had that kōrero with me, is that it's bigger than that. They feel a calling now to serve their community. Because maybe those are conversations we have as part of our teaching. We certainly do. We've got a very strong Te Ao Māori lens over the program. And for Pacifica, you know, we really, that really resonates with us too. there's a very sort of cultural similarities and an understanding that is deeper than the physical. So I think that's what happens, and certainly that's been my personal journey. I wanted to become a midwife, but along the journey you realise there's huge disparities for our community, and it's that sense of service, you know, that tautua, and with the expectation of that reciprocity too with our students, new grads, you know, midwives. And I do see that they grow in that sense of responsibility, you know, that midwifery is deeper than that physicalness.
Mm. And finally, for our listeners, online viewers, you know, that are maybe after, you know, our Talanoa today, think, man, you know, I've suddenly had a moment of clarity, a eureka moment there. Hey, this is something I want to do. Where can they find out more information on becoming or studying midwifery, please, Ngā Te Pai?
Well, certainly if you're living in South Auckland, the main campus is on Great South Road, across from the corner food junction there, on the Great South Road in Cavendish. You know, it's really located. It's located there purposely, I think, to engage with our mainly Pacific and Māori community. Pick up the phone, Google us, whatever. We're just really at the end of a phone. We'd love to have a talk to you. How can we make it happen for you?
And the best contact number or website or page to go to, please, Ngā Te Pai?
You can go into the AUT website and just put in Health Sciences Midwifery, and it should bring you straight to that page, and there'll be contact details there or the student hub.
Ngā Te Pai, Masters National Pacific Lead for Tapu Water. Thank you so much for your time today. Meitaki Mata, and all the best for the ongoing encouragement and teaching and raising up of our next generation of Pasifika midwives.
Aloha.